Ichiro speaks better English and understands better English than he ever lets on with the media. Well, he knows a whole lot more than he lets on, but it's a nice little buffer. He can always claim, no, I can't speak English. Don't want to talk today.
Let's go. Oh.
Robin and Maynard ask, who dares scale the wall of ignorance?
Hello, who's up there?
Hi, I'm Micah from Olympia. I agree and I appreciate what he's doing, but are the other players on the team...
What, who is doing?
Akoshia?
Akoshia?
That he's staying away from the media and the whole bit?
Huh? Who's that? Akoshia?
Yeah.
Sakamura?
I just was saying that I agree and I see that, but are they doing the same for him?
What is he seeing?
Staying away from the media and not doing the same conferences
what
when
do you,
they get.
What do you see, Mike?
The other team members of his.
Who?
Who's he?
Akoshia?
Ladies and gentlemen, it pays to be ignorant.
Hey, that's a gas.
We have another bulletin here. Japan surrendered.
Ah,
Japan
and who can blame them after that phone call? I'd surrender again.
Yeah. Now they've turned themselves into Jerry Bruckheimer. They said, that's it, we quit.
I can tell you that I've given up.
I'll tell you this much, buddy. Mikey, down there into Olympia, you're real close to Benny Hinn tonight, and he is performing miracles. He may be able to transplant a brain into your skull, and good luck.
Robin and Maynard ask, who dares scale the wall of ignorance?
All right, who's up there?
Got a question for you, or actually... your opinion on commentators, journalists as opposed to ex-players, depending on the sport. Gather they have, the players have insight into the game, but often can't even speak in complete sentences.
Kind of like you?
Yes, unlike me.
That was Johnny Pott. I would. What's the question?
Well, just your opinion on this. Do you feel that the commentator should be more of a journalist type, or do we need to just find better ball players that can really put some insight into the game?
Well, given the decay in journalistic employment, I'm always in favor of hiring journalists to do everything. I would have them do your electricity, your plumbing. I'd even put them on the radio.
Does that make you happy, caller? Is that what you were looking for?
Well,
yeah.
And you're right about the ex-players, though. There's a handful of them that can do subject, verb, and object very well.
Right, yeah.
The rest of them, goodbye.
Good with a splitter, poor with a split infinitive,
there
right?
There you go. Johnny Pod, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I don't think you were ignorant, sir. You were nervous, and that's what I'll give you on that one. But in this case...
we have another bulletin
there's
here.
A bulletin.
Japan surrendered.
God, they weren't even
Japan
at war,
surrendered.
And they're surrendering from these idiots. Okay.
Well, they so must have seen Pearl Harbor decide, let's get it over with now.
Now...
I'd be happy to take a 2-ton bomb in the face right now.
Well, listen, when you come on, I feel like I've taken a 2-ton bomb in the face on a regular
basis. That wasn't the face.
Is that what happened? Oh, ba-doom.
Now, wait a second. All right, you didn't get rid of your Bruckheimer yet.
I wonder
there it goes.
I wonder what Bruckheimer, I wonder what they called Bruckheimer in high school.
Nothing near as bad as they'll call him after they've seen Pearl Harbor.
I'm guessing dimwit.
Yeah, oh, Lord.
Is that they,
hi, Crow.
Hi.
I'll just sit here.
Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, I just got up. How was Pearl Harbor?
Oh, jeez.
Crow, we're in the middle of something here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Crow, would you come here and rescue me?
You sound wonderful to me, as usual.
Well, it's just...
Well, there really is nothing more to talk
about.
They're
in that mood, they'll just turn on you.
You ask about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
and
how
I could,
was it?
Well, let me tell you. Listen
is
to this.
Is it that bad?
Oh, listen.
Attack on Pearl Harbor, as told from both the United States and Japanese sides.
Good morning, Pearl Harbor Barber. Mr. Mandrake,
at the helm. Oh, good morning, Mr. Yakishita. What are you doing up so early on a Sunday? Oh, I can't squeeze you in. Oh, no, not this morning. I've got two in the chair and one in the hall, and I'm trying to finish Mr. Yamamoto's buzz cut. He seems to be in a real hurry for some reason. Okay. Mr. Yamamoto, calm down. God, what's the big hurry? What's your rush? Where's the fire? God, I wish I spoke Japanese and I could understand what he's saying. Oh, well, it's probably not important anyway.
Someone just said Pearl Harbor's being attacked.
An unprecedented film, bringing you answers to one of the most controversial mysteries of our age.
I'll tell you what the mystery is. The mystery is, where's my dark chestnut hair color number 42? Instead, I get a case of platinum blonde number 28. Who needs to bleach here? This is Oahu, for God's sake.
The sun came up, the bombs came down, and the world came apart. For the first time, a motion picture tells what really happened at Pearl Harbor.
No. What really happened was the sun came up, I got caught with my pants down, and my business went down the drain.
Now that's the movie.
Oh, that's too good. I can't wait to see it.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
Outstanding.
Someone just said Pearl Harbor's being attacked. Pearl Harbor.
Ladies and gentlemen, it pays to be ignorant. Ladies and gentlemen, it pays to be ignorant.